What's special about the people of Carbondale?
They're just really nice and local and not too rambunctious.
Hi, this is Cammie, and this is my favorite Mountain Fair memory. My favorite memory is actually just getting my face painted. I was probably 10 at least. I got a vine painted on my face. Yep. They said they loved it and it looked great.
Hello, this is Ronnie Burley calling the Mountain Fair memory machine to share my memory of Mountain Fair of years past, particularly when I was 14 and I fell in love with a beautiful girl from another school, and I walked countless laps around the fair just hoping to bump into her once again, and we later ended up becoming quite close. So anyway, thanks for setting this up. I hope a lot of people call to leave a memory.
My name is Barbara Bush. I have been around since about the second Mountain Fair, 1972. We lost our friend Ben Reed in a car accident, and we agreed that since Ben was a dancing fool, that the best thing we could do in his memory would be to build a gazebo for the Mountain Fair. Because up until that point, since 1971, we had been building that stage every year. We put it up, we took it down. So when Ben Reed died and we had funding and a goal, a lot of people, you know, sort of led the charge on this and made the event happen. And so that is why you have a permanent gazebo. It's not been there since the 40s or the 50s. It's been there since about 1982, 1983. Built by people who are still at the fair every year. Ben's still out there dancing every Mountain Fair. My name is Barbara Bush. I have been around since about the second Mountain Fair, 1972. There was a Friday night when we were all set up and getting things rolling, and we had the music and the bands were there and the park was all together and the beer was flowing at the beer, I think it was still just the KDNK beer tent back then. There was the transformer blew up right across the street from the park, and it was the most amazing purple flash explosion that ran up the power line, and that was it. We had no power. There was no power to the park, and it was probably my favorite Friday night because everybody just stood around and talked and told stories, and people just played acoustic music, you know, played acoustically, and it was one of my favorite true community events for Mountain Fair, and all it took was us turning off the power and celebrating each other just face-to-face, one-on-one. Luckily, of course, we didn't need electricity for the beer to flow. But there you go. There you have it. That is Carbondale.
Hi, I'm Michael Gorman. And probably the earliest memory of Mountain Fair that I have is my uncle used to have a Euro stand there. And he'd make Euros with the vertical spit and the whole deal. And he was like the busiest food vendor there that I could remember. There was always a line around the corner for the Euro stand, the John Gorman's Euro stand. And those are incredible. But I remember getting to go there and see Uncle John and Cousin Briar behind the counter serving out Euros to hundreds of happy fairgoers. I can remember one summer, these two girls had a smoothie stand. I knew they were in the backstage area at the end of the night, and a friend of mine helped me get back there or let me in. And I just remember being blown away the first time I walked back there and just seeing this incredible space that people had put together, kind of this whole other world that everyone back there and everyone who was building it was, you know, people I'd seen around town. And so the next years I started doing the Peace Patrol and been doing that ever since.
Well, so my name is Brenda Buchanan, and one of my very favorite memories is, I think it was the 8th annual Mountain Fair. A bunch of crazy people and myself decided to have a small stage, the children's part of the park, although it wasn't the children's part then, and we called it the Oasis. And we staged Dr. Limbaugh's incredible Mountain Fair Elixir of Life kind of an old-fashioned sort of traveling, hawking this magic elixir. This miracle elixir would cure you of anything. It would make ugly women pretty, a grown man weep. I mean, you name it, it could do it. And we had one testimonial from a group of wild jungle women from Borneo. So they were, you know, they were frothing at the mouth and screaming and rolling their eyes back in their heads. And Dr. Limbo put in a bottle of Dr. Limbo's elixir of life. And the girls began to smile. And one of them got so excited that her top fell off. It was totally unplanned. And of course, we were all delighted. Well, back in the olden days, there was no beer garden, and the whole town had an open container rule. So when the Carbondale police decided, they needed to contain it, Katie and Kay went to the Mountain Fair Board and got a license and built the Katie and Kay Beer Garden. So we had that concession just with Katie and Kay volunteers, which was a huge deal, a huge amount of work and a huge amount of fun. And then after a few years, the Arts Council decided, and you can certainly see why, that beer garden was too much of a gold mine for Katie and Kay to have all by itself. So they took it over, and now different nonprofits have ships. So, you know, it's the way of the world, but we went down fighting, screaming, and feeling ill-used, especially me, since I was working for Katie and Kay at the time. So this year you guys are going to go around gathering stories. That's good. The fair is mostly about nostalgia. And, you know, it's always got fresh people, but the nostalgia is sure not a bad thing.
Hi, this is Kami Britt. My favorite Mountain Fair memory past is when everybody's just together and hoping that maybe next year we can do the same thing. I hope that everybody stays safe, but my most important memory, part of my memory for the past year's Mountain Fairs is being able to just see all the different acts and being able to be able to be together with people and friends. So, yeah, talk to you soon. Bye.
What up, what up, what up? This is a test. Testing, 1, 2. Check, check, checkity, check, 1, 2. Goodbye.
Hi, my name is Rick Moses. It was my privilege and honor to have gone to every mountain fair, including the Chautauqua in 1972. Here's how I got there and what I saw. In the fall of 63, I came out to CRMS as a sophomore. My intro to Carbondale was Potato Day. The CRMS kitchen didn't serve lunch that Saturday, so we hoofed it into town for the parade and the barbecue. The barbecue was over by what is now the parking lot for Bridges High School and the library. And my other regular Carbondale encounter was United Lumber, which was at 4th and Main across from the Nugget. After I graduated in 1966, I went to DU, and then I graduated from there in 1970, and I was hired to teach at CRMS, starting in the summer session. In the fall of 71, I met Richie Marks and John Gorman. They were my intro to the slowly evolving hippie scene in town. In the spring of 72, I decided to quit teaching and become a professional musician. I played electric guitar. I had met Lynn Watkins, who played trumpet, and Jan Edwards, who lived on Colorado Avenue, and Lynn was starting a jazz band. He got some musicians from Chicago to come out and play, and I was hired as the token rock guitar player. We worked some gigs around the valley, and Lynn told me one day that we were playing in the town park. My reaction was, Carbondale has a town park. So on Saturday, I loaded my guitar and my amp into my VW Squareback and went over. The park was really rough. Grass tufts that you could trip over. There was a stage that was set up with it out of railroad ties and plywood planks. Some army surplus tents had been set up with tables underneath behind it. And there were various hippies with arts and crafts and pop-up tents and tables scattered around the park. I spent the afternoon talking with friends and some of my CRMS buddies and taking pictures, which is actually how I can remember exactly what everything looked like. We played in the early evening, and when we were done, we all went home. Not in my wildest thoughts would I have believed that that little hippie fest was going to be the seed that produced the Arts Council and all the great and wonderful nonprofits and things that grew out of that over the decades. So thank you, thank you, thank you to Lori Loeb and all of the hippies who participated in that very first extremely funky Chautauqua.
Hi, my name's Amy Kimberly, and I've been the executive director for the last 16 years. And, I mean, there's so many memories, but actually my most favorite memory every single year is getting to the park with Mark Taylor and the truck arrives, and no one else is really there. The park is just, you know, a park. And then slowly people start coming from all over, and they bring their best to the park and transform it into that year's Mountain Fair. And it just brings such joy. I feel like I hardly have to do anything. It's the energy and the creativity and the artistry of this whole community that just shows up. So those are the memories that I cherish, and that is what I'm going to miss this year. But we'll be together again next year, I hope.
Hi, this is Maura Masters. Way back when I was the news director at KDNK, 20 or 21 years ago, yikes, an electric fireball shot around the edges of the park on opening night, a power surge of some kind. That was wild. Also, you can always count on a summer rainstorm in Mountain Fair, and one year, or several probably, when I was working in one booth or another, the heavens would open up and we'd get drenched. It was fun and funny and led to always bringing a change of clothes to the fair. Finally, for many years, I have held the coveted position of cake judge, dressing in costume, drinking champagne, and tasting some darn good cakes and some that weren't so good. I made lasting friendships under the cake judging tent. Oh, dear, I may cry. The fair, this community, is like that. One big hug. Thank you.
Hi, Mountain Fair Memory Machine. This is Raleigh again. And, I was just thinking about the time when it hailed so hard that a bunch of little hail balls accumulated by all the booths, and people had run under for shelter, and emerging commenced a snowball fight in late July. And that was sure a lot of fun. Oh, and who can forget the March 4th marching band double rainbow finale? I think that was 2018. Brilliant.
Hi, this is Brandon Jones with a Mountain Fair in memory. Seems like every Mountain Fair, there's at least one day which is rainy as can be. And some of my favorite memories are from rainy days on Mountain Fair, at Mountain Fair concerts where people are splashing around in puddles and just enjoying themselves and kind of, you know, if it's not raining, you can guarantee there's somebody there with a hose spraying everyone down and cooling us off, which is always appreciated. But one of my favorite rainy times at Mountain Fair, I believe, was a couple years back when March 4th Marching Band came. And they, of course, brought it and were so high energy and super fun and just started kind of pouring near the end of their show. And they were the closers Sunday night. And right after they played, the sun came out, and there was an amazing rainbow that was off in the distance, and the guys and gals from the band came down and started teaching my group of friends some of their really sweet acrobatic skills, and you know, we were taking pictures, and it was just the best feeling ever. Thank you, Mountain Fair. Thank you, Carbondale. And I look forward to this year's modified event.
Howdy, folks. This is Terry Glasnap, Holy Bozo. In 1977 or 78, I started experiencing the Carbondale Mountain Fair. And in 80 or 81, I had a sandwich food booth with a friend. In the years that followed, I watched the fair grow and blossom. When a friend loaned me a camera, I started taking photos at the fair and tuning into the works of the Carbondale Council on Arts and Humanities. Amazing. In 86, I met Thomas Lawley, CCH and Mountain Fair director through 2003, I think. Sometime later, he contacted me about working on a project that was shaping up for the Arts Council. That evolved into my covering mostly, with my camera, many CCAH events and the big event, the Mountain Fair, for many years. As I observed, recorded, and interviewed artists and participants, and watched the evolution of the council and the fair over these years, these elements have stood out. Community, friendship, volunteerism, activism, and the spirit embodied in the Mountain Fair and the many other works of what is now Carbondale Arts, remarkably conducted by Amy Kimberly for 50 years or so. Oops, I said 50. I mean 15. This can be edited, right? And now, these memories among so many. 1999, the fireball. The siren sang the last chorus of the It's a Beautiful Day song, White Bird. Bobby Campbell released into the air a live white bird, and the Mountain Fair crowd erupted in an ecstatic roar. John McEwen, with many locals on stage, singing Will the Circle Be Unbroken, with a new Carbondale verse sung by Elva McDowell of the Sirens. Catching Thomas boarding his bike for the fair at the park, both of us realizing this is some of the best fun I've ever had. And these words from Thomas at the close of the fair around 2000. All right, let's give thanks. What if a beautiful place we're in. We are so fortunate to be here. Let's give thanks. Everybody say, yes, yes, this is our community. These are your neighbors. Peace, love. And I say, amen, sisters and brothers, from your only bozo.
Happy Fair, it's JoJo from Greystone Drive, the lady with the t-shirts on the line. I want to tell you about my first Mountain Fair, 1989, the 18th annual. I was introduced by a co-worker to my love of the Mountain Fair, first Mountain Fair, and we danced the brown-eyed girl, and we went out for a while, but that wasn't my best fair. It was my first fair, but all the fairs since were really good, because I danced with Charles and got squirted by Fred Lightning Heart and ate lots of food and won prizes at bingo. And saw all the people, but the favorite thing was dancing with Charles while everybody got sprayed with water for many years. And thank you for Mountain Fairing. Take care.
Hi, everybody. This is Shelley DeBeck. I was about 13 when the first fair took place in Carbondale. And up until then, Carbondale had just been a really quiet coal ranching and coal mining town. There were maybe 600 people, and we all knew each other. And then Lori Loeb moved to town, and she was putting on a Chautauqua Festival. And nobody was really sure what a Chautauqua Festival was, but a few folks were willing to come out and see. And Lori heard that I was an aspiring dancer, and she talked me into performing at her festival. So I convinced my friend Barb to perform a tap dance with me. And we had a portable cassette player, and there was a concrete pad in the middle of the park, which is probably where the shelter is now. And a few people sat down to watch. I have one picture, and it shows the back of my sister's head, one other person, and a dog. So at least we had an audience of three. And we might have even performed twice. And then that night, they blocked off Went Street from Euclid and about halfway down the street. and they had a live band. And then all these people showed up to dance. And there were people that you knew, people nobody knew, people from out of town. Couples were dancing. Friends were dancing with friends. Friends were dancing with people that they didn't know. It was just this fun, wild crowd dancing. And it truly was a magical night. And I really had the feeling that night that something in Carbondale changed. It was like maybe Lori brought some kind of like fun sprinkled dust and dusted it over the town. But it really was a fun night I'll never forget.
Hi, this is Kenna Crampton calling for the Mountain Fair Memory Machine. I don't have a specific Mountain Fair memory that I want to share, just that Mountain Fair just means so much to me, and I'm really happy that we are able to make it happen this year. My mom moved to this valley because of Mountain Fair, so it's a most celebrated holiday in our family. Even though I rarely end up making it to the actual fair or the park, it's just my favorite time of the year. It feels so good in the town, and it's really exciting to have it be spread out all throughout the town this year. So thank you to Carbondale Arts for making it happen, and thank you to everyone here in Carbondale for making Mountain Fair as memorable as it is.
This is Keith Edquist, and from about 1977 to 1987, I had a fried chicken and potato salad booth in the food section of Mountain Fair. It was affectionately called Norm's Fry 'em Up Solid, after the Ry Cooder song, Champ 'em Up Solid, so it won't come down. And my father used to come up from Colorado Springs and help me. And he'd do a little carnival barker thing out in front of the stand, besides providing me with a little change apron, keeping track of the money and worrying about the money. He'd do the carnival barker thing. He'd say, "Come here, son. We got chicken for you over here. Would you like a wing in the breast or the leg in the rest?" And that went on for days. But it was a tremendous amount of fun. And there was a lot of hot grilling, and quarter chickens and whole half chickens and tons of potato salad, and a cook who was busily sucking down beers just to keep the temperature in good stead. Love the Mountain Fair. Sorry to miss it this year. Thanks.
Yes, good evening. Some people in Carbondale call me Chard. And I remember my first year on the green team, I think it was 2007. And I was in on Saturday morning for the Friday night recovery. And I came in early, and I'm walking over by the dumpsters, and I hear this noise in one of the dumpsters. I go, "What?" So I go over there, and I look, and in the dumpster is Jason White sorting out the undesirables. And I thought that was pretty wild. And the next morning, Sunday, I come in early to do the same thing. More noise in the dumpster. Turns out to be Mark Weinhold in there doing a sort. Was pretty fun. Pure dedication.
Tamp 'em up solid, so they won't come down. Tamp 'em up solid, buddy, so they won't come down. And you can do it. And you can do it. And you can do it, so they won't come down.
Hi, my name is Kim. I love Mountain Fair so much. It feels like coming home to me each year when it happens. I look forward to this weekend. I count down the days. And then when it's over, I just tell myself, one more year. Just have to make it through a year until the next one. It's hard to pick a favorite memory. I love the opening drum circle so, so dearly. I love dancing and stomping around to the live music, often in the rain and mud. One memory that I love was one year at the end. My friends and I just really didn't want it to end. We usually we'll linger in the park. And one year, one of our friends was playing a set over at Katie and Kay, and we just went over to the station and hung out there until the wee hours of the morning. And just, yeah, just really, really near and dear to me. And, yeah, thank you for Carbondale Arts and the community and town for putting it on. And Katie and Kay, you all are so wonderful. And hope everyone can enjoy and get find moments of joy and happiness in this modified fair. Take care.
Happy Mountain Fair, everybody. This is Skippy. I have a few Mountain Fair memories that are very personal ones. In 1981, our first fair, we lost our one-year-old daughter in a sea of people for about an hour and a half, ultimately finding her on the playground. We were frantic, but Amber knew right where she was. She was home. The first day we moved to Carbondale, she knew she was home. Another memory I have is serving on the Mountain Fair board for 7 years during the Thomas Lawley era. Now, that was more of a privilege and an honor than any kind of a job. I happened to be on the select committee to select the music for the fair, and pouring over hundreds of cassette tapes of prospective Mountain Fair bands, that introduced me to musicians that they've become lifelong favorites, like Alejandro Escoveda, Pato Bonton, Jimmy LaFave, Carolyn Wonderland, Howard Berkman, and Nigel and the Contraband, and so many others. A last memory that I have was every Saturday at Mountain Fair, I would start the day off by running the Sopris runoff from Emma to the park. In those days, it was 16 miles. Did that for 11 years, and then partying our asses off at night to the likes of Sneaker with Dale Loper, Frank Martin, Denny Egan at the Ship of Fools. I hope this will stir some of your memories. And at Mountain Fair, everybody, COVID or not, looking forward to the 50th as well.
Hey, this is Mark. I'm going to be reporting my favorite Mountain Fair memory. It so happens this is a very recent memory. I may just be experiencing my first Mountain Fair ever at the moment. So let's say, wow, I really liked when the bands and the marching bands came through Sa-Tank. And there was a parade and there was dancing. And it was beautiful.
Oh, Fred Heverline, how many Mountain Fairs you stood on that ladder and sprayed us dancers with that wonderful cascade of cool water. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all those memories, Fred. You're still with us, and you would be blessing this Mountain Fair and all those who are making it happen regardless of the challenges. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Mountain, for all the memories. My name is Katie Scott. I don't live there anymore, but wow, wish I did. Wish I could be back there this summer for another great Mountain Fair. And fare thee well, all.
This is DJ Billy Bob Speaks calling in with a Mountain Fair memory from when Amy Kimberly first started out running the show. She asked me, why are the cops asking me to show them the bands? I don't want to have to do that. And I said, well, goes back to sometime in the late 80s, early 90s, when there was a fight on Saturday night after the fair, and somebody got knocked out. Everybody walked away from it, and the guy had been really drunk and started it. And so everybody walked away from it after it was done while he was laying there. But as it turned out, it turned to be a small puddle of his face and landed in, and he drowned. So the cops got involved in the music, and it kind of put a damper on the fair for a while there musically, but we did have some good acts come through in the meantime, but you had to see them in the middle of the afternoon. You couldn't see like the act that would have closed at the end of the show, like Amy likes to run the show and started doing it right away and, you know, didn't even care what the cops thought. Well, of course, the first year, Gabriel Diosa and the Motet are playing together up there and cranking away, and the cops stormed the stage because the band wouldn't get off, even though it was an hour before the fair had to actually technically shut down. Well, cops got a lot of flack for that and a lot of letters to the editor, people coming to town, all meetings and getting all uppity about it. And so that sort of rearranged the musical paradigm. And since then, we've been back on a normal format with what goes on musically at a festival, compared to the way it used to be. Well, that's my Mountain Fair memory just to share with you, one of many, and I hope a lot of other folks call in and talk about theirs too. Y'all have a good Mountain Fair now you're here. Bye.
Hi, my name's Janet Buck. Favorite memories, there are many, but one that stands out is listening to Rosewood. It was the last act on a rainy Sunday night. This was sometime in the 80s or 90s, and there were only about 30 of us left in front of the stage because of the rain and the mud, and we all huddled under a tarp and listened to Rosewood play their hearts out, and they didn't quit early, and it was one of the most beautiful memories. Thank you for listening. Hi, this is Janet Buck. Favorite memory was watching Dean Harding in the 80s and 90s. He was a tall, skinny fellow, and he would dance day and night during Mountain Fair in his own world by himself, and all he wore were a pair of shorts and barely. And my husband and I would always watch him and hope and pray that those shorts would stay up. And he just danced and danced. So thanks for letting me share. Bye.
Hi, this is Diane Kenny calling. And I have two memories, one old and one a little more recent. The older one is the tile painting booth at Mountain Fair in the years... 4 years in a row from 2000 through 2003, and the Clay Center set up this booth, and it was mostly kids who came and painted individual tiles. And I have to say, if it weren't for Mountain Fair providing the venue and support and great spirit in the town park, the bathroom building at Sopher's Park would be a much more drab-looking building. So it represents a collaboration between Carbondale Arts and the Clay Center and lots of town folk, over 400, I would say. And take a look next time you get a drink of water at the fountain in the park there. And the mural above the fountain is a collaboration of Mary Noon's drawing and community artists painting it. And there was so many tender, loving moments working one-on-one with the individual adults and children who painted those tiles, and take a look next time you're around. Each one is a story. And my more recent memory is from yesterday. I hope that's okay. I just want to report that COVID year for Mountain Fair is still Mountain Fair. There's a great vibe, and it still makes me come home and think, oh my gosh, I just love this town. I love Carbondale Arts. I love the Clay Center. If you walk from one place to down the street, safe distance, all of that, it's just still got that love fest vibe. And thank you to Carbondale Arts and everybody who is making it possible. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, wow, man. This is Francis. I was at the Mountain Fair, a few years back, right around when Colorado's passed the medical marijuana legalization. And, I didn't have a card or anything like that, but we were there. And the music was sounding great, and I was with my future ex and her daughter, and boy... And we were going to have a great time. And one of the hoodlums, cooks that I worked with, he was his somebody he knew somebody at one of these weed places, for medical. And he said, I'll get you a soda, man. You know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And so he gets the soda, he runs over to the place and he comes back with the soda. And, I'm like, oh, well, all right, blackberry soda infused. And I had no idea. I never had an edible or a drink like that. We always just smoked. And it was joints, and it tasted good. Anyway, so I get the soda, and I open it up, and everyone's looking at me, and troublemaker that this guy was, and I let it happen. I mean, really, I just wanted to catch a buzz, and he gives me the he opens it and gives it to me, and he goes, drink it all, yeah, you'll like that, yeah, okay. So I did. It happened really fast, and then I got lost, and everyone was I thought they were hiding from me. I got really paranoid, and it was just freaky, man, and it was like, is it all right to be like this high? The vibe was so cool at the fair, and the music was so good, and the food was so good that I mellowed right out. Finally, we all got back together, except for the guy who troublemaker gave me, said, go ahead, it'll be all right. It was. It turned out to be fantastic, and after I ate, I felt fine. And everyone forgave me, and boy, that was a mountain fair to remember. And I'll tell you, I think I still have a T-shirt. Okay, that was great. Katie and Kay, you're wailing good. All right, next year. This has been great. Later. Oh, yeah, and you can really feel that love. I wasn't scared.
You can record a message with Katie and Kay's Mountain Fair Memory Machine by calling 970-510-3250.